dictation for Patricia McDonald, MACDONALD. January 2330. Address as a letter, Dr. Freeston, FREESTONE, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freeston, a consultation for Mrs. McDonald with abnormal kidney function, teleconference. Dr. Nancy participated of the encounter. Patient looks hard of hearing, but able to speech without expressive aphasia. According to the doctor, recently evaluated in the emergency room for a typical chest pain, no myocardial infarction, ER at Carson CD. There has been progressive weight loss, poor appetite, 2-3 small meals. Family and Meals on Wheels provide meals. She does not do any cooking. She denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena. Occasionally incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. Just treated for infection within the last few days. Some nocturia, uses a cane, no walker. She's unsteady but no recent falls. There is edema bilateral up to the knees. Mild degree of numbness, tingling, burning. No inflammatory changes, cellulitis, or ulcers. According to the doctor, the toes in the sitting position looks darker, but they are not aware of peripheral vascular disease. Denied chest pain palpitation, does have dyspnea on activity, not at rest, no oxygen, uses inhalers, some cough, clear sputum, no blood. She sleeps in the chair, being more comfortable, but denies orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea or CPAP machine. Denies recent falling episode or lightheadedness. There is some arthritis of the knees and hips. Denies a skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no fever, headaches, or inflammatory changes of the joints. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension. Coronary artery disease, 3 stents. This is many years back. They are not aware of congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, pacemaker, no rheumatic fever, no murmurs or valve disease. Follows with cardiology. Norvasc discontinued because of edema, but it has not made much of a difference. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. Denies anemia, liver disease, kidney stone. Denies pneumonia. There has been off and on episodes of urinary tract infection. Next paragraph. Surgeries including gallbladder, 3 coronary artery stents, history of endometrial cancer requiring total hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, apparently radiation but no chemo, no recurrence. This is many years back. Some kind of procedure on the left eye, only has peripheral vision, legally blind on that side. Next paragraph, they are not aware of allergies, but according to your notes, she's allergic to sulfa. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include inhalers, Pro-Air, Stiolto, STIOLTO, aspirin, tenormin, B12, Lasix. Recently on Cipro, thyroid replacement of the Norvasc, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, she's hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, speech sounds normal, appears chronically ill, elderly, weight 151, blood pressure 125-26. She wears glasses, some degree of overweight. Next paragraph, creatinine over time has progressively risen. 2018, 1.2, fluctuating all the way to presently 1.55 for a GFR of 29 stage 4. October last year, 1.52 for a GFR of 30 stage 3 to 4. Presently, sodium potassium acid base is normal, albumin calcium normal, liver function test normal. There is no urine sample or cell count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 3 to 4, progressive over time. A person who has long-term history of hypertension and coronary artery disease stenting. Blood tests to be followed over time. I'm requesting a kidney ultrasound post-void bladder to make sure that there is no asymmetry, small kidneys, or any obstruction or urinary retention related to atherosclerosis or prior surgery for endometrial cancer. Clinically, no overt symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We'll see what the cell count shows in terms of anemia. We will update on nutrition, albumin, and phosphorus for potential binders. We will update on PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All these goes with advanced renal failure. She does not appear to be in any respiratory distress, but she does have edema, according to the most recent echocardiogram, which is from September 2020. Ejection fraction was normal. Some calcification of the mitral valves as well as aortic valves, moderate aortic stenosis. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter about the meaning of advanced renal failure, the efforts to slow down any progression into potential need for dialysis. We will follow up with results on the next few weeks. This one will be done in person. End of dictation.